like smoke.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stock futures up overnight after President Trump announced a trade deal with Europe days before the August 1st deadline that could have prompted a massive trade war.
Although the tariffs are much lower than the 50% Trump had threatened, experts say prices will still rise on popular European products that previously had low or no tariffs, including French perfume, German cars, and the EU's largest export to the U.S., pharmaceuticals.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio won the 15% tariffs on European goods. Extreme temperatures on the way again this week for more than 130 million Americans. Severe storms and the heat leading to more than 1,200 flight cancellations and 9,000 delays on Sunday. As Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insists there is no starvation in Gaza, his government has opened up corridors, three of them again, for the delivery of humanitarian aid in Gaza. A stabbing in Traverse City at the Walmart left 11 people wounded in Michigan, the suspect a 42-year-old man. This is ABC News. The controversy surrounding the Epstein files isn't going away. ABC senior White House correspondent Selena Wang has more from Washington.
The political firestorm growing even as House Speaker Johnson sends lawmakers home early for the summer, shutting down efforts to force a vote to release more government files related to Epstein.
I think the pressure is going to build over August recess.
Republican Thomas Massey joining Democrat Ro Khanna to force their release.
Is if we don't vote on this and we go into the midterms and everybody becomes, you know, they just check out because Republicans didn't keep their promise.
Speaker Johnson claiming their effort could harm innocent victims.
A scary incident at Denver International Airport on Sunday when a plane appeared to have problems with its landing gear on takeoff. The pilots had to stop the departure and passengers had to slide down those emergency slides as black smoke could be seen coming from the jet. No one was seriously hurt. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Koenig. We're brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned, built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. We wrapped up Pioneer Days in Butternut this past weekend. It was a hot one, and one of the featured events was the 16-team sand volleyball courts on their beautiful two courts that they have there in the top of the hill in Butternut. Congratulations to the team of Vertically Challenged as they came away with the victory this past weekend. Well, this coming weekend, of course, we point our fingers ahead to Flamborama, and the activities begin on Wednesday with Wednesday Night Live. Hip Pocket will be down at Old Abe Memorial Park Wednesday night. Thursday night, it's Harborama. And then activities all weekend long, of course, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Flamborama weekend this coming weekend here in Park Falls. Well, some are teasing a run for the state's top spot. Lisa Hale reports on the Republican field of candidates for governor.
With Governor Tony Evers' announcement that he would not seek a third term in the state's highest office, politicians on both sides are wondering who will run in the first gubernatorial race without an incumbent in 16 years. Two Republicans have already declared their candidacy. Josh Shulman, the Washington County executive, and Bill Berrien, the Trump-aligned businessman. Interestingly enough, former Republican Governor Scott Walker teased a run on the social media platform X by posting photos of a red hat with "Make Wisconsin Great Again" on the front and 45-47 on the side. Now, while 45-47 references President Donald Trump as the 45th and 47th president, coincidentally, if he ran and if he won, Walker would be Wisconsin's 45th and 47th governor. On the Democratic side, who will run is mostly speculation right now. The shortlist includes Attorney General Josh Call, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski.
You can find more news at civicmedia.us.
Marthala Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet. 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
We've all heard the saying, less is more. But did you know it can also apply to loading livestock into a trailer to head to the county fair? I'm Kylie Allen, and you're tuning in to the Midwest Farm Report this Monday. Stay with us. Tips for keeping your livestock calm at the fair are coming your way. Rural Mutual Insurance is proud to sponsor the event tent at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, August 5th through the 7th at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek. For nearly a century, Rural Mutual has protected Wisconsin farms and supported rural communities with local insurance agents in every county. Join them at the Rural Mutual Event Center for live music, vendor booths, barbecue demos, and more. They're proud to protect what matters most: your farm, your family, your future. Learn more at ruralmutual.com. It's that time of year. Livestock is being loaded into the trailer and taken to the county fairgrounds to compete for a prized purple ribbon. Bernie O'Rourke is the Extension Youth Livestock Specialist. She has tips to keep your livestock calm and prepared for the county fair.
That is certainly a thing. I think that as we have researched animal handling, researched how animals behave and move, we've really found out that less people is more impactful. And you know, a lot of it has to do with distractions, right? If there's too many people and too many people talking, it's pretty distracting for an animal. But the people that have been around the animal a lot is probably one of the most important things.
Bernie O'Rourke along with us. She's the Extension Youth Livestock Specialist. While fewer people are better than a crowd, she says to make sure the people the animal is most familiar with are taking the reins. Stick around. We've got to look at some more news after this.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says the talk of tariffs has once again caused concern in the pork market. This follows the announcement of a 17% U.S. tariff on tomatoes from Mexico. 70% of tomatoes sold in the U.S. are grown in Mexico, and Mexico is the largest buyer of U.S. pork. Check out the latest livestock update on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, sign up for our e-newsletter. That'll have the latest Wisconsin agriculture news delivered straight to your inbox every morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field. That'll get it done. Scored as a hit. In comes Haas, and the Brewers walk off the Marlins. Blake Perkins delivers in the clutch.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long, long road, and this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late, so it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay. The Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there. So
that's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. It will be muggy with a heat index in the upper 90s today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
98 Q Country.
Of my wildest dreams, sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally.
Carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray black top, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing. Sing along to my back road song. Ooh, hit the brakes for an old New Holland. Hammer down and pass them on up. The breeze smells like a summertime hay field's just been cut. I got the windows down, way out of town, singing. Freedom is the miles I'm rolling on. Out here cruising to a backroad song. I feel the news like a melody, like a radio dialing it strong. Come on, come on, sing along, sing along to my backroad song. Today could get better. Girl, what I'm thinking is I can pick you up. You slide in this truck, I can hear you singing. Ooh, let me hear you singing.
Those boys good once as I ever was. I used to be hell on wheels back when I was a younger man. Now my body says that you can't do this, boy, but my pride says, oh yes, you can. As good as I once was. That's just the cold hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack when I'm feeling bulletproof. So don't double dog dare me now, 'cause I'd have to call your bluff. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. May not be good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
AQ Country with Nate Smith, Fix What You Didn't Break, in 98Q Country. I said that already. How you doing Monday morning? It is the 28th of July. All right. Made it. Pioneer Days. Those of you involved with that this past weekend, it was hot. It was hot. Hopefully you hydrated. If not, first thing you should do this morning is grab something, water. Just grab water. And hydrate today. It was tough to keep up. It was tough to keep up with that this past weekend with the heat. We'll see another hot one today with temperatures in that 85 to 90 range. A little bit cooler as we get through the week here into the weekend. Right now, Flamborama appears to be about 75 to 80 probably for the Flamborama weekend. And as far as rain goes, looking pretty good right now anyway. Still a few days away. That can change. We have a lot to get to here this morning. We have our final few qualifiers for our laid-back summer giveaway. I give away a recliner on Friday right at Flamborama, just ahead of Chris Cruzy hitting the stage on Friday night. So stay tuned for a keyword coming up after 7 o'clock here this morning. The gray area, we'll delve into that. Talk a little bit about some auction finds for this guy, and we'll see what else Gray has to bring. I saw a couple of things he put on the menu. I have no idea. He likes to be very vague, so I don't know what they are. I like that. So we'll have the gray area coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock here this morning. The Brewers and Cubs, it's a pretty big series. I mean, still a long ways to go in the season. Don't get too excited. But it is going to be a fun series at AmFam Field with the Cubbies coming in for games today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, 6:40. Today, tomorrow, 1:10. On Wednesday, we'll have them all for you right here. Brewer Baseball on 98Q Country. All right. It's a little bit, I tell you what, that humidity switch gets flipped pretty quick, doesn't it? Got up over the weekend, got up with my wife in the morning, went for a little walk at like 7:30 or 8. Pretty nice. I mean, it was a little humid, but not too bad. Whew, about 9:30, 10, all of a sudden, that sun comes up over the horizon full speed, and it's like, whoa. It heats up pretty good. So that heat will be a part of it today. I don't see that we have any heat advisories or anything like that going on for us today. But I'll give you an advisory, a little bit of a tip right now. It's going to be warm still today. 85, 88, probably going to be pretty commonplace. We may see a stray shower or thunderstorm today, with those winds light and variable. And maybe a few rain showers possible again overnight. Almost to the point where we need a little bit of rain. Could use a little bit. I went out and threw a little water on some of the zinnias and some other stuff the other day. Not because I remembered, because my wife said, hey, I think you should go out, and so I did. That's how it works. So another warm one today. We've got twice an hour news and sports. It's what we do here in the morning show. So let's do that right now at 6:29. Let's get you updated.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stock futures up overnight after President Trump announced a trade deal with Europe days before the August 1st deadline that could have prompted a massive trade war.
Although the tariffs are much lower than the 50% Trump had threatened, experts say prices will still rise on popular European products that previously had low or no tariffs, including French perfume, German cars, and the EU's largest export to the U.S., pharmaceuticals.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio won the 15% tariffs on European goods. Extreme temperatures on the way again this week for more than 130 million Americans. Severe storms and the heat leading to more than 1,200 flight cancellations and 9,000 delays on Sunday. As Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu insists there is no starvation in Gaza, his government has opened up corridors, three of them again, for the delivery of humanitarian aid in Gaza. A stabbing in Traverse City at the Walmart left 11 people wounded in Michigan, the suspect a 42-year-old man. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the Warden of the Year for 2024, and that's Conservation Warden Bradley Dahlquist. Melissa Kay has the story.
A member of the Antigo Warden team in the DNR's Northeast Region, Dahlquist received the prestigious award at a banquet on July 12th. The Haskell Noyes Warden of the Year Award, created 95 years ago, is one of the highest honors bestowed to Wisconsin conservation wardens. According to a press release from the DNR, recipients demonstrate an ability to lead a quality law enforcement conservation program that balances enforcement, education, and community involvement. Those who know him describe Dahlquist as a humble leader with a contagious can-do attitude backed by a strong drive for public service.
All Wisconsin legislators have come together in an effort to honor our veterans. Joanne Krulatz reports.
In a rare show of bipartisan support, Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed from the 8th Congressional District introduced a bipartisan bill to honor veterans who participated in Operation End Sweep with the Vietnam Service Medal. Participants in Operation End Sweep, a mission to clear dangerous mines in North Vietnam after the war, are currently ineligible for this service medal because their service took place after the United States had officially withdrawn from Vietnam in January 1973. The bill is inspired by retired Navy Commander Michael Cosgrove of Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, who spent 5 months in and out of North Vietnamese waters and received virtually no credit for the work.
For Civic Media News, I'm Joel Karnick. Find more news at civicmedia.us.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long, long road, and this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late, so it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay. The Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there. So
that's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Gear up, folks, for the Flamborama celebration in Park Falls, one of the longest-running community celebrations in the state, running August 1st through the 3rd. You won't want to miss this year's entertainment. Starting Friday at 5 p.m. at Small Town Famous, right there under the main tent. Then at 8 Friday night, it's Chris Cruzy and his band. Saturday, starting at 5 p.m., that 90s band takes the stage. And then Monica wraps up the evening Saturday night. Sunday, right after the parade, it's your all-time favorites at 2 p.m. with Robbie V. From the carnival rides to the craft fair to the frog jumping, the softball tournament, the chalk drawing, and much, much more. Flamborama is a guarantee to be your family fun event. For more information and list of events, it's easy. Go to parkfalls.com.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela. Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything. But while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
Over 30 years, Lynn Stunkel has had his mind in the gutter. Literally. As the owner of Complete Rain Gutters, he knows gutters inside and out. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. It will be muggy with a heat index in the upper 90s today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms will drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
98Q Country.
This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time. I couldn't dream this up. Even if I try, you and me in this moment feels like magic, don't it? I'm right where I wanna be. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go, saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful.
better than this.
I swear you're an angel sent to this world. What did I do right to deserve you, girl? I could stay here forever. I'd be fine if we never had to even leave this room. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go. Saying how it's gonna be so good, so beautiful. Come kiss me one more time.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country. Country. Country.
I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. It wasn't no thing to give you up. Never reached for you in another touch. Don't ever think about you within. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Hard, heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just did the same. Ooh, lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try to act like I don't give a damn, but I do. Bet you're missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby, 'cause the truth is the 90 proof is telling me. Lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard, heartbreaks are hard to breathe, so I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies.
Cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings for Elijah and dear John. And time marches on. Time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on. Time marches on. North, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet.
high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song, time marches on, time marches on, time marches on. Time marches on. Time marches on.
Yeah, a little Tracy Lawrence for a beautiful Monday morning. Heat this thing up. If you like the, if you love that hot weather over the weekend, if that's you, you're like, Joel, bring it on. Turn on the oven again. We'll turn it on for you today, but a little bit cooler the rest of the week, but still 75, 80. Right now, Flamborama, we're hoping that forecast holds true. But right now, Flamborama looking to be really nice. Really, really nice. Get some news and sports your way after 7. Get you a keyword. We want to get you qualified. We have 8 of our 13 qualifiers, a very exclusive group, have already been lined up. In fact, we know who all but one of them are. One we have not been able to confirm. But we have Lori, Roger, Terry, Jesse, Ron, Al, Kelly, Mandy. They're all set to go. The drawing will be this Friday on stage, 6 o'clock. The 5 o'clock band's going to take a little break at 6, and we're going to do the drawing right at 6 o'clock. Now, if you don't qualify, you got a chance today, tomorrow, Wednesday. If you fail at all that, we're going to give you a final shot on Friday. So Friday, we're going to be on the Flamborama grounds broadcasting from noon to 5:30. That's when the Brewers take over. So from noon to 5 on Friday, if you swing on by, we're going to give you a ticket. And we're going to have a bonus 13th qualifier on stage. Actually, we're going to call that number out on stage right before we give away the recliner. So this year's Flamborama lineup is a little bit different. They've moved some of the kids' activities from Friday to Saturday to accommodate some of the families. So we're going to be out there Friday from noon to 5. There's not going to be a lot going on noon, 1, 2 o'clock hour on the grounds there, because the food court opens at 3 and the children's museum will be at 3. There's frog jumping at 5 or so. So you'll be kind of quiet down there. So it might even be a drive-through service. I don't know if you'll be able to, get pretty close to us. But we'll be down there and kind of taking in the day and bringing you the flavor of Flamborama on Friday from the grounds. So stay tuned for more chances for you to qualify. Exciting time to be a Brewer fan, isn't it? Certainly is an exciting time. This is everything certainly is pointing toward this team being the real deal. And they got a big 3-game set coming up with the Cubs starting today, tomorrow. Now, 3 games today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And I was looking at the schedule. I think it's 3 weeks from today. They have a 5-game series with the Cubs, including a doubleheader. That's going to be huge. Still like 55 games or more left in the season. So it's not quite to the time of like giddy excitement. But if you're a baseball fan, you wake up and you think about what's going on today. And the Brewers, you know, listening or watching are probably going to be a part of it. The Brewers and the Cubs. I don't know if this has ever happened. I'm going to say it's never happened, that the Brewers and the Cubs have the best record in baseball, tied for the best record in baseball this late in the season. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's never happened before. All right, 105 games into the season, got 57 to go, and the Brewers and the Cubs are both 62 up, 43 down. The Mets are just behind them for the best record in all of baseball. No, wait a minute. Oh, hang on. Did the Blue Jays pass us up? 594. Oh, okay. I have to back up a little bit, because the Blue Jays over in the American League are just like a percentage point or two ahead. But still, fun to see the Cubs and the Brewers right there. What a 3-game set it's going to be at AmFam Field coming up tonight, tomorrow night, and again Wednesday. We'll bring you all the coverage right here a 98Q, some words of wisdom. We do this each weekday morning at this time. Let's take a moment, kick off the day with Focus on the Family.
Here's some advice I bet you don't get very often. Don't be like a dog that returns to its vomit. We don't like to say that because, you know what, it's disgusting. But in some ways, that's the point. That metaphor actually comes from an old proverb that says, like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. King Solomon, the guy who wrote it, used that revolting imagery on purpose. He was describing in vivid terms what it's like to repeat the same mistake over and over again. Here's the thing about mistakes. Repeat them, and the consequences get worse. So if you're pain is growing, but you're not changing your behavior, you might be ignoring the lesson that's behind your pain. Pain teaches us that it's foolish not to change something when things go wrong. Only a fool does it exactly the same way a second time, or a third or fourth time. Maybe if we're as repulsed by our bad choices as we are with the dog's behavior, we'd learn from our mistakes more easily. Pain can have a positive side, though, if you'll listen to what it's telling you. Listen to the next time pain says, "Don't do that again. It's not worth it." If you ignore that plea in your heart, you're dooming yourself to a vicious cycle that becomes increasingly more difficult to stop. The pathway out isn't easy, but it's simple. Don't return to your vomit. Stop making the same mistakes that caused your misery in the first place. Instead, learn from your pain. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
God is at work, and He's calling His people to rise in truth. Truth Rising is a powerful new documentary from Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. See how ordinary Christians choose courage in a culture that needs truth. Watch Truth Rising starting September 5th and find out how you can be a part of the change and become an agent of restoration. Sign up at truthrising.com. That's truthrising.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save families up to $500 a month, and obviously that's a big deal, but they like it too, especially being part of something that reflects their values instead of working against them. So yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your healthcare. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Be entertained at the Lake. Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. Whether it's rock, pop, tributes, or just music playing, we have the best lineup in the Northwoods. August 16th, we're bringing back timeless sounds with Revisiting Credence, The Legacy Continues. September 6th, Soul Asylum will rock your world. October 4th, Feel the Thunder of Zozo, the ultimate Led Zeppelin experience. Get your groove on at our Bee Gees tribute on November 8th. And finally, on December 6th, we're ending the year with a Chubby Checker twist. Everything's more fun at the Lake. Visit lakeofthetorches.com for more information and ticket sales.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Price Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Start your painting project and save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Pittsburgh's premier interior paint is a paint and primer in one that provides excellent all-around performance and a durable finish that's easy to clean. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to save big on all Pittsburgh paints and get your project started today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find more great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
We'll be right back.
into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another week of extreme weather across the country. Blisteringly hot temperatures expected in the eastern half of the country today. Showers and thunderstorms causing more than 1,000 flight cancellations on Sunday. Trade deal reached with the EU, 15% tariffs on all European goods coming into the United States. As photos of emaciated children circulate around the globe, Israel is now allowing more aid into Gaza. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
It has always been a political decision to limit aid into the Gaza Strip, to look like Israel's not helping the enemy, if you will. But the Israeli army, various levels, has fought this, right? They don't want the image that they are intentionally starving Gazans.
A man who is accused of walking into a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan, and randomly stabbing 11 people will face terrorism and attempted murder charges today. The 11 victims are all expected to survive. This is ABC News. In California, two unions have reportedly reached a tentative deal with a major grocery chain. Here's ABC's Stephanie Sierra.
An 11th-hour deal has been reached between union workers and Albertsons companies. It means thousands of Safeway workers will stay on the job. Leaders with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union say they negotiated a tentative agreement with Albertsons, which owns Safeway. And they say the deal will include economic security, health care, and pension.